This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, November 15th. God's word to you today is Face the Fear, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 8, verse 13, and it says, "Make the Lord of heaven's armies holy in your life. He is the only one you should fear. He is the one who should make you tremble." Take a moment and think of a time you acted courageously. No act of courage is too little. Now that you have brought that experience to fore, did you feel fear? The point is this. Courageous people are people that look fear in the face and act anyway. Courageous people know fear for what it is, fear. The acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. In what situations do you find that you lack courage? Is it in your marriage or with your siblings or with your parents? Is it at work? Is it in prayer? Or is it in your witness for Christ? For some people, when it is time to share their faith, they open their mouth and nothing comes out. Do you find that you lack courage around certain people? Meanwhile, you are fine with everyone else. Unto yourself be true. Or are there areas where you feel fear that I have not even mentioned? I need you to write down the areas you feel fear in your journey. The next question is, what are you most afraid of? On a scale of 1 to 10, where minus 1 is courage and fear is 10, what is scoring 9 or 10 on your scale? Write down what you are most afraid of. Some people are most afraid of getting married. For some others, it is the fear of having children because they do not want anyone competing for their spouse's attention. It will interest you to know that everybody is afraid of something. I am afraid of hell. I do not want to go to hell. That is the only thing that I'm afraid of. Please read Daniel 1, verses 1 to 21. Every time I read this story, I'm always amazed at the circumstances that surrounded Daniel and his friends, and how God can take them and still make them relevant. The Bible states that Daniel survived four dynasties, and each king, when surrendering to the new king, gave the same report. You need Daniel on your team. The distinguishing factor with Daniel was character. Character will help make you survive. A lot of people compromise because they are afraid of men. If you only knew that God could make you outlast the people you are afraid of right now, you will be at peace. Let us pray. Father, I will not fear anything else except you. And because I fear only you, I will be filled with courage and stand fearless in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.